to not have. I'm a Jewish. They have a saying like, you get caught with a smoking gun in your hand.
Yes.
What the hell is going to do you to stand up and try to not claim to be that your that was your hand with the smoking gun in it?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So yes, if you got caught with the smoking gun, what would you want to try to fight that for?
Yes, sir.
I mean, but if you was a devilistic person or a liar, a person that was trying to do some kind of slickness, then you would try to fight it.
Yes, sir.
That too.
That's true, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
If you are a person of God, then you have gotten off track, and you come in, and you've been blessed to get back on track through the work of the Master Jay, then you're not going to say, man, well, don't come to me talking about me trying to deny it, standing there with a smoking gun in my hand. Why would I want to deny that? And that's going to send me straight to hell.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to get to heaven. Now I'm back on track. Now you're going to try to put me back on another trip. Yes. Somebody done had me on one trip, going in the wrong direction and made the Master Jay look uglier than what he is.
Yes,
and he come and got us back on track. And now you being an attorney or a public attorney or a court attorney, you're going to try to tell me to get back over onto that same Donkey Kong trip again in a legal way.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not into that.
Yes, sir. Yes.
That's what they're supposed to let their attorneys know, because the attorneys are those people that just as much as they just is, woof. You ever talk about a set of liars?
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
And they don't know nothing about functioning in the principles of the godly way.
Yes.
They only know how to function in the principles of crooks.
Yes, sir.
No crooks and criminals.
Yes, sir.
You know how to get this criminal off because they're criminals.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but I'll pray to do the Lord God in the prison master. Is there anything else you want to bring me up on?
Answer so-called Calvin wants to ask you something, sir, and then we can go on if it's okay.
Yeah, well, whenever he's got to ask you something like that, and I'm on the phone, then you're supposed to have him caught so that he can answer quick so that we don't lose that much time.
Okay, yes, sir. The sister's calling him back up. He was sitting here, and we had asked him to step out the room for a minute, sir.
Yes, ma'am. What does he want to ask?
He's on his way.
But to be truthful with you, sir, I don't quite recall. It was a few days ago when he said it.
I want to ask you if I can...
But you got to talk into the mic, sir.
I want to ask you if I can spend the night with Answer So-Called Reggie so we can practice on our FOI drilling and stuff and do a little study.
Spend the night with any form of a Muslim brother.
Huh?
You can spend the night with any form of Muslim brothers dealing with Muslim activities.
Yes, sir.
If they are a member of the Nation of Islam.
Yes, sir.
And not someone that you just making a name of. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It's Esther so-called KK son.
I understand that.
Uh-huh.
But
yes,
I said, but as long as people know that it's somebody that is in the Nation of Islam, all you got to do is let the sisters know that you're going over there to function, and if they want you over there to function, that's what you want to have your associating being with them.
Okay, yes, sir.
That's the same thing that your so-called sister should get involved into if she knew where another one of the Muslim families up there had a child about her age. She ought to want to go over there and be around them sometime. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Sajalahu.
I love you.
I love you too, sir.
Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
I got in the person, Master Wells, Jafar Muhammad, Master Mosan Balaz Muhammad, through the remote control, and to Master J-Man, sir. I'm speaking with Auntie Muhammad, so-called Marie. We were talking about the herbs and things, and she said she does. She's selling these herbs. She said it's like a black business. She's going to send me a brochure about really, you know, all what she's talking about. She said that about, like, they sell cleaning products and different things like this, and they really don't, it's a black business or something, and there's some herbs, but they're in capsule form, and it's one that's like a super thing. It's got everything in it, like the blood cleanser and stuff like that, and she said she's going to send me a sample, and it gives you energy and stuff, and she's going to send me a sample, and she's going to send me the brochure and everything that tells about it and a little bit about, you know, and we're going to talk about it more. I just wanted to let you know that, sir.
Yes, sir. But the one thing that we want to do is when we get to the when I'm out in the prison, the Mother of the Father, the Mother of the Son, but I'm going to bless the sisters to be able to get into that book place where the minister was telling them about.
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, then, one of the talents that they want to do is we want to invest all the money, a little bit of money, into buying some of the products that the Nation of Islam have and have sitting up down there.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So we want to also have make some of them little outfits like what we're making out of them kind of sheet material, make a stock of them and hang up down there at a real, real cut rate price.
Yes, sir.
So that you understand what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes,
and you
sir.
Got to remember this here, that the minister would not mind some of the sisters sitting down there that just be visiting on the Sunday working down there, too.
Yes, sir.
Sitting down there helping out.
Yes, sir, sir.
Yes,
ma'am. Allah, God, and person, Master Wells, do fire, Muhammad, and Master Masana, and Balaj, Muhammad, through my control, and to Master J, man. So I went over some of the things when we spoke about it the other day, and with Aunt so-called Cynthia and Aunt not sure. I don't remember if that's so-called Erica heard or not, but I went over that with the sister and everything, so.
Yes, ma'am. Well, see, that's just like what I'm saying is that's just like Sister Anthony and so-called Chantella, all of y'all sometimes go down there and be working down there at the same time, too, a little bit when you have nothing else to so-called do.
Oh, yes, sir.
Understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You would not mind that.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Not down there asking for no money.
Yes, sir.
Down there making the business grow.
Yes, sir.
You can open up a little manicure part there for people to get their manicure.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
In order to start attracting people to come there. You're just sitting there waiting on people to come and buy books. You got to have something to bring them in.
Oh, yes, sir.
All kinds of little things.
Yes,
little doodads and whatnot.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
But I'll please, have you heard from Brother Anthony, Mr. Gajabali?
We, not since we spoke with him.
No, sir.
Did you tell him about that?
I told you.
Allah God and the person, Master Wals Defy, Muhammad, the Messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, Master J-Man. I did not mention when we spoke last, which was yesterday, that when we did speak with that so-called Jabari, we brought him up a little bit. You made me forget just then. It was something else I was going to...
No, Allah God and the person, Master Wals Defy, Muhammad, made you forget because it really wasn't that important.
Yes, sir.
If it was important, he would have made you remember it. And
yes,
the reason that I got in the presence of Master Wallace Deepa Muhammad, his message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, causes things like that to happen to let you know how to be able to work with each other on the conscious level so that you won't cause each other to forget something by cutting into a conversation or something.
Yes, sir.
Then it's easy to process as if to make a person remember it just by going over, starting where you started off right, and in the midst of talking about it, then it comes back. Allah God, the President of Master Wallace Deepa Muhammad, his message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, brings it back to you. But what I was going to ask you about, did it mention anything about the female that's with him anymore?
Yes, sir.
He said that
now.
She was there.
Trademark.
Sir.
Yes, she's still.
He said that she was over there with him then, but
trademark.
He was saying that he didn't know what he was going to, where she was going to go or what he was going to do with her, but he was in mentioning about coming up this way. He was saying that he has to give, he wants to get, he don't know if you want him to keep that, still keep that apartment over there or not. But he would like, you know, just go on and give them like a 30-day notice or something like that.
No, because I always tell him to keep that place over there for whenever we might need to go over there to Panhandle, have a place to be there.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And then by certain times when certain people are coming in, he's allowed to be over there for 2 weeks with a person staying there. So we might have him go over sometime when a new brother or something or a new sister come in to have a place where they can observe him for 2 weeks.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And then move him closer to the fold to Sister Auntie Mama so-called KK and different things.
Yes, sir.
But what is he saying now? Is he back into saying that he's ready to come this direction?
Yes, sir. That's why Allah got in the person, Master Wallace D. Farr, Muhammad's messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, had me through the remote control unit to Master J-Man through my vehicle, had me speaking with the brother on that again, and he was saying that he, you know, he's ready to come, but he was just speaking about he doesn't know if you want him to give up that apartment over there and that.
That is put on the tape. I had prayed and talked to y'all about that already.
Okay, yes, sir. And then he was trying to figure out, he said, what to do with the sister, where to send the sister to.
Yeah, well, because you see, the sister could come to this direction, but she can't have none of that alcohol with her. And if she ain't able to leave that alcohol, then she can't come in this direction. She can sit over somewhere else.
Yes, sir.
She can either sit over there with the sister at the motel room or sit over there with KK.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But to go back and forth down to the temple there, you know, see, he has to, while he still got it, while I got the friend of the Master of the Deep, I'm going to mention, but I'm still have some hold on her. But if you don't want no alcohol coming around that house there.
Oh, yes, sir.
We don't want Brother Anthony Mama so-called Jabari running back and forth to the stove getting no alcohol like he was up there in Bathersville.
That's right, yes, sir.
On the wheelchair. So he has to understand all of this.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God and the presence of the Master of all the people around Mama, especially for the message of the Most Honorable Rise, Mama. We can bring that particular point up. When did the sister ask her mother about said they have to go down to Richmond?
Tomorrow, sir.
Huh?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, you don't want to do no running around in Richmond. You want to go do what you got to do and get that.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And did y'all go check on about the furniture that Sister SMS and Sister Monique them had in storage or something? Did y'all see about the payment or something?
You know, sir.
Said y'all who?
And did you see about the chariot from the furniture company?
Oh, yes, sir. We went and got the chair, and also when I went to get the chair, they had the, you know, we didn't have any tables for it in the living room.
Yes, ma'am.
And they had a set of the three tables for on sale for $95, and we purchased those.
What kind of chick? What kind?
They're the wood that matches the wood that's on the front, on the sofa.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Have you signed up for that Final Call newspaper yet?
No, sir, we haven't.
Well, you don't want to put things related to Islam, you don't want to put off.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Just like I had told you about that herb out of that jar, that calm or whatever it is that was in there, that you should have had that ordered.
Yes, sir.
See, anytime you're telling you something to do about related to Islam, you want to do that above all first instead of losing, going off on a trip.
Yes, sir.
Because to shine that and be doing other things other than what is required on Islam first is praying with Islam with the degree of knowledge that you have.
Yes, sir.
So anytime that it says, well, yeah, I better go on down here then and get this final call, you better write in or something or make the phone call on the phone number there to the final call and get it coming your way or make sure that the minister deliver it to you every time that they get it. You got to do something to get it headed this way.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We're all praise due to Allah. And if you don't have all the tapes, and you notice that they have listing of tapes in that paper, and you have been buying other stuff and haven't been buying them tapes, then you're in default.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Go out and buy an apple pie, and yet they had a tape that you don't have that you could have done ordered, and you ain't done ordered it.
Yes, sir.
Then you are praying with Islam.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Well,
all the literature related to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you don't necessarily have all the literature that's to Joshua.
Yes, sir.
You necessarily want the literature of all by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad that you can possibly get.
Yes, sir.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So anything that you would buy in that's not related to Islam, before you buy all the stuff that's related to Islam, then you're in default.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
All praise due to Allah, God, the President, Master, one of these, Mama, the Sister, for the Minister. And that's why you always get that paper and you twirl those pages to see in those papers what they have and what you can get.
Yes, sir.
If you have it in order, you're at least in that direction. You know, because there's a lot of things that you should have done have.
Yes, sir.
All praise due to Allah, God, the President, and that I still say, get yourself that $20 jar of that calm, whatever it is, that herb stuff.
Yes, sir.
Get that.
Yes,
sir. As soon as you possibly can.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All praise due to Allah. Just like I was telling you, you can start correlating or finding out. Did you talk about Brother Anselm, I'm still called Abraham Kadus yet again?
Sir, I didn't hear you, sir.
Did you talk to Brother Anselm, I'm still called Abraham Kadus?
No, sir, I did not.
Oh, yeah?
No, sir, because, you know, yesterday when we left.
Have you talked to that sister anymore?
I did, when we came back from court today, when I came up here in the room, it came back across my mind, and I did try to call, but no, I didn't get no answer, sir.
You didn't?
No, sir.
But when you're sitting here right now, you got another phone right there, can't you dial on that other phone?
Yes, sir.
See, y'all would do that just so that I wouldn't be able to sit over on this side and say, well, maybe you're not really calling that number.
Yes, sir.
You always nip things in the bud. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you always say, well, hey, well, wait a minute. We're going to dial that number right now and see if we can get in contact with it when you're here on the phone so that you will know that we are trying to and not believe that you're trying.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
That's true, sir.
A wise person would do.
Yes, sir.
So what are you waiting on?
This phone is ringing now, sir.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I have room 29, please.
You haven't heard from Ann yet?
No, sir.
No, sir. Not since the day after the baby's birthday.
Okay. Is Is it ringing?
Yes, sir. I'm not getting an answer.
The room is ringing. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, the room is ringing.
Oh, okay, sir.
There's no answer.
There's no answer, sir.
Okay, yes, ma'am. You know, going down to Vallejo to get her stuff, you know, you get caught into that flim flam again.
Yes, sir. When we went to go get Anso Carl Marie last night, when I called back, I checked in. When we were there at Anso Carl Marie's, and Sister Anso Carl Chantel let me know that the brother Anso Carl Benny Powell had called, and that he was speaking on something pertaining to us going to get his car from Bonnie. But when I was speaking with Mother today, Bonnie doesn't have his car.
At least Bonnie says she doesn't have his car.
Yes, sir. That's true. Yes, sir.
Bonnie know how to hide cars out. You understand what I'm saying?
That's true. Yes, sir.
Big Bonnie ain't budget, but so God, Elsie don't know that Bonnie. Or Elsie will tell you that she don't have it either. That don't mean nothing.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Don't think Elsie don't buy.
No, yes, sir.
So that don't mean nothing.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, but what the next time that the brother calls, you're supposed to tell the brother that he's supposed that he has the authority to put out an APB on the car.
Yes, sir.
To report the car stolen, and then when he pick it up, then have the U.S. overseer, and you can